This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today, there's a more detailed picture of the sex abuse that students at an elite prep school in Rhode Island endured in the 1970s and 80s. An attorney who conducted the independent investigation released a nearly 400-page report. It found 51 students were abused by 10 staff members during those two decades. One of the employees was an assistant chaplain and coach. Another was a choir master. Another, a nurse. An athletic trainer who is no longer living was said to have raped or sexually abused 1/5 of all the girls who attended the school during the time he was there. That's at least 31 girls. Attorney Eric McLeish represented abuse victims from St. George's. He joins us now on the telephone. The report was done by Boston attorney Martin Murphy of Foley Hoag. It did not find that St. George's leaders did nothing. It said that they took concrete steps by firing the alleged abusers when the accusations came to light. What do you make of the way that St. George's handled these cases?
Well, I think St. George's today is very different from the St. George's in the 70s and the 80s. But at the time, there were a number of faculty and staff that were simply human wrecking balls that went into this school and had multiple children at their disposal. Students were raped, students were groomed, students were sexually abused. But this was a disaster, and it hasn't gone away now 40 years later.
These students, the report finds that many of them who were abused remember St. George's as a place where, to quote the report, their abusers created a kind of private hell for them. I don't know if you've spoken with any of your clients who were students at the school. If you have, is the report bringing any measure of peace to them?
I think it's bringing some measure of peace. There's nothing like the truth and a full accounting to help on the road to recovery. But let's be really clear. One thing this report points out is that sexual abuse is life-altering. It requires years and years of therapy. 26 of my clients are in therapy right now for the first time as a result of the generosity of St. George's. But I have to say, it's a long, long road ahead. But this report is certainly helpful. Truth is a great antiseptic.
Well, that's a good point about truth, because there are a lot of cases of sex abuse that have come to light in several private schools in the past few years. Many of the incidents are two, or in cases like this, three, even four decades old. So why do you think that they are coming to light right now, so many years later, and seemingly within a relatively short period of time?
Well, I think a lot of it flows from the priest abuse cases that we did at the turn of the century. This is now something that people can talk about. But let's be clear. I mean, there was one person, Ann Scott, who I represented in 1988, who's described in the report. And she made the decision in December of 2015 to come forward. And everything changed from that moment in time, not only at St. George's, but at prep schools all around the country. And I'm representing victims literally all over the country now. And I went to St. George's, too. And we originally approached the school as alumni, but the school wouldn't move forward at that time. But I think it's important to acknowledge that the school has moved forward now. This was not an easy report to do. You know, it's not easy to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on therapy for these individuals that we represent. But the school today is very, very different than the school was before.
How about other boarding schools who might be dealing with the same kind of problem right now or in the past? What does it say? What lesson is there for them in this?
Well, I think the lesson is that if they, you know, instead of burying their heads in the sand, which quite frankly has happened in certain cases, but in dealing with boards at schools, you know, really all around the country and particularly in the Northeast right now, I'm starting to be able to have some confidence that they're going to take this the way they should take it. You know, the people that lead these schools are by and large successful people in their professional lives. They're used to being able to fix things. I think in the meetings I've had recently with school boards on behalf of victims, I think there's an acknowledgement that this is something that they don't understand, that they need to bring in outside experts to help them with. And they need to not just take action, not to be defensive or reflexive, but they need to listen. They need to understand. If they do that, then I think it's possible to come out of something like this for a prep school. Actually, I think St. George's is in much better shape now than it was 8-9 months ago when this crisis started. Being committed to the truth and being there to help survivors who are alumni are the two fundamental things that I think most schools can take away from this.
Attorney Eric McLeish represents sexual abuse victims from St. George's School in Rhode Island. He also went to the school. A few weeks ago, St. George's reached a financial settlement with 28 former students. Aaron McLeish, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.